You're listening to SBS News.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has addressed Australia's Lowy Institute, warning Russian President Vladimir Putin is seeking further escalation. He says the world must stand up against Mr. Putin and what he labels sham referenda, and that a Ukrainian victory over Russia would signify democracy will always triumph over tyranny. Mr. Zelensky also condemned the Kremlin for mass murders and radiation blackmail.
Будьте певні, керівник Росії зараз уважно аналізує реакцію світу на
Be sure. The head of Russia is now carefully analysing the world's reaction to the sham referenda he organised on Ukrainian soil and to the announcement of the annexation of our territory. What exactly is he interested in? It's simple. He's interested in whether he still has the potential for escalation. If the world's reaction is weak now, Russia will come up with some new escalation. You can see that the range of criminal actions of this state is very wide. Missile terror, mass murders, criminal deportations, radiation blackmail.
Last week, Mr. Putin signed treaties that purported to absorb Ukraine's Donetsk, Luhansk, Kherson and Zaporizhia regions into Russia. The annexation followed Kremlin-orchestrated referendums in Ukraine that the Ukrainian government and the West have dismissed as illegitimate. Mr. Zelensky says there will be a non-recognition resolution next week to condemn Russia's annexations of those parts of Ukraine.
Next week, a resolution on non-recognition and condemnation of Russia's new attempt to annex our territories will be submitted to the United Nations General Assembly. We in Australia have long had a principled and effective cooperation at all international platforms, and in particular at the United Nations, and we must now direct our joint capabilities in such a way as to make the vote at the General Assembly for this resolution as unequivocal as possible. I am asking you, I am asking Australia to use all its influence to persuade as many countries as possible not to remain neutral and to vote for international law and against Russian annexation.
The deputy mayor of Izium says emergency workers expect to find more bodies as they sort through the rubble of villages previously occupied by Russian forces. Volodymyr Matskin reported a woman's body was found in the village of Kamyanka, which he says was erased from the face of the earth. He also says the occupying administration failed to open any of the schools they had promised to open.
And today, the forces of the State Emergency Service, the heroic employees of this structure, are still working in Kamyanka, sorting out the rubble of buildings. And unfortunately, yesterday, in one of the basements, they found victims of this war. They found a woman's body. And so the counting of victims will continue because the rubble still needs to be sorted since the village is completely gone, erased from the face of the earth.
Russian pop artist Alexei Sergienko has unveiled a portrait of Mr. Putin on the eve of the leader's 70th birthday. The painting, called Putin with a Puppy, is 2 by 2 meters in size, depicting Mr. Putin with an alibi puppy.
This year I thought that the magnitude of our president, his personality, has grown so much that he became, I am sure, the most talked about person in the world now. As he grows, so the picture grew with him. So, this way, I'm talking about his magnitude.
He says while some praise him and some criticize him, Mr. Putin will go down in history.
I'm sure that now the farmers in Brazil who harvested corn out there gathered to drink beer in the evening and in this bar, they're sitting and discussing this situation. What did Putin influence? Some praise him, some criticize him, but the scale of his personality, it is clear we have not had such a thing in the world for a very long time. Vladimir Vladimirovich went down in history.
Mr. Putin says he expects sanctions against Moscow to increase, expand and intensify. European Union countries agreed to impose a price cap on Russian oil.
Export-oriented sectors of the economy remain under pressure. First of all, from European countries, it's clear, everyone knows it. These countries abandoned supplies from Russia and now are forced to overpay for a number of supplies, including oil, gas and metals. In our turn, our exporters are switching to other markets. But of course, this process is not quick. We need time to build new cooperative and logistic chains.
Tom Kennedy, SBS News.